Blog Talk Radio.
It's a beautiful day in the state of Georgia. No matter where you are, we hope that you're doing well and enjoying the weather, enjoying your family, enjoying friends and so forth as well. But we're excited, and thank you so much for joining us on the Power Connections program. And this is where we connect you with powerful people like Dr. Sabrina Oliver coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of STEM, Nonprofit Developments at the High Foundations, ladies and gentlemen, Inc. And she's going to tell us more details about that, of course, as well. But that's our special guest, Dr. Oliver, coming up real soon, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, first of all, we'll give you some quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number for those listening all across the globe on your mobile devices and so forth, you can call in and listen to Dr. Oliver and, of course, be a part of the program for as well. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. We guys want you to post this on Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out there because the network is growing. And of course, you can listen to this program of Dr. Oliver with Dr. Oliver over and over again by coming back to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk and look for the today's date, which is April 29th, 2018, and look for Power Connections. You'll be able to hear the awesome voice of Dr. Sabrina Oliver on the show with us, our special guest today. Hey, this is your host, Kevin Vaughn. We're excited about you guys being with us, and we hope that all is well. We want you to know that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't going to apologize for that ever. Thank you, Jesus. So remember, Jesus is Lord, and we're excited about you. Know that we're praying for you. We want to encourage you to be excited. So welcome again to the Power Connection. Yeah. Well, like all of us, Dr. Oliver's pretty busy, so we got to bring her on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, again, for those who are just joining us, Dr. Sabrina Oliver, Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Developments at the OHI Foundations, Inc., and she is excited. Dr. Oliver, welcome to Power Connections. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Vaughn. I am super excited to be with the Power Connections, with the people. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. I know you've been busy like everybody else probably. I hope you got a little rest as well.
Just a little.
Yeah, I call them power naps now, Doc. I love it.
Absolutely. I had to have a power nap today.
Yeah.
I attended an early church service.
Yes, so
I was like, oh, let me get my nap in. But it's great.
Wonderful.
It's great. I'm ready to be productive. I'm ready to connect with your audience. And again, I just thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
With all, we like to always give our guests an opportunity to open up with some words there first before we start the program. But anything you'd like to say out there to everybody? Because, you know, a lot of folks are doing a lot of things today. But anything you'd like to share with us, opening comments?
You know, I can't really think of anything. But what touches me and what's on my heart is, I think sometimes we're the cup. And sometimes we're, the liquid, and we all have a purpose in our life, and they both are important, So that was on my heart.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, because everything has purpose. Everything has its place, if you will. And if it's used properly, I think Miles Monroe talked about that. If you don't know how to use a thing, you abuse it. So, that's exactly how we do it. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got Dr. Sabrina Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, on the network on Power Connections with us today. Thank you so much. Well, Doc, I'm excited. Well, first of all, let's start off with you. Tell us a little background about you, where you were born and raised and schooling and all that good stuff, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I was raised in, let me just say, I was born in New York, East Meadow, New York. And about after second grade, I actually moved to the one place that I really believe is my true home, which is Savannah, Georgia. And I was raised in Savannah, Georgia until about middle school, late middle school, and then returned to New York and came back to New York and excited with my family. And what we did was we made New York our home. But, it was never anything out of our reach, because when we were in Savannah, we vacationed in the summer with my grandparents and family here in New York. And when we're in New York, we vacation with my family in Savannah, And so, I'm excited about to share is that when I actually went to high school, this is actually Hempstead Union Free School District, I'm just kind of a different girl. I was always interested in transportation systems, and what was available to me only was the automotive vehicle maintenance repair class. And I remember my father having to fight to get me into that class. And, so I was the first female to graduate, with not only a diploma, academic diploma, but also a distinction in automotive. And, then I went on to Denver Automotive and Diesel College. At that time, it was like the Harvard of automotive programs.
Yeah.
And I did very well there, Dr. Vaughn. As a matter of fact,
absolutely.
I did my 2 years, and so what I've discovered, I'm like, wow, this was very easy for me, the actual academic portion of the program, the social part, the acceptance part. still remains very difficult, but one of the reasons why I'm such a proponent of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, education,
mm-hmm.
and workforce
mm-hmm.
Preparation, is because only in the automotive industry, or should I say the STEM industries, or preparation for to enter in those areas, that I see, I saw education actually connect. It wasn't so taught in a silo. So
right.
in other words, so I went from having an automotive degree all the way to getting, say, an IT, you know, my doctorals in information science and information technology.
Wow.
Because in the STEM fields, the way that you're taught to think is very different. You're taught about systems thinking. And so if I can teach you what a car is, or you can learn about a car, which is a set, a subsystem, someone could have also said, well, you know, Sabrina, to the young Sabrina, if you wanted to also go into medical school, it's the same thing, you know.
Right.
And so that's why I try to, through the Ojai Foundation, is work with schools to help prepare young people by creating STEM programs, after-school programs, so that they can actually no longer work and teach in silos. But you can see the science in ELA. You can see the science in reading. You can you can see the science in whatever it is that you're learning. And the same goes for math and all the other subjects, to be critical thinkers.
Absolutely. That's key right there, Dr. Oliver. You hit it right there, critical thinking. And, of course, as you know, outside of what you just said, the system's not teaching that. I'm talking about the educational system doesn't really teach that. I don't even think, as a matter of fact, I know the educators don't get that type of training. Not that they can't get it. It's just not part of their normal training.
It really
is
not.
Powerful. Yeah, exactly right. What is needed today. I'm going to tell you, Dr. Oliver, that is powerful, and we applaud you on that one. That is so powerful on that one. And I want to say one thing, too, that I want to get rid of some of these old stereotypes and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing you can do specifically for the women out there where the barriers were held back for whatever reason. But there's nothing you can't do. Nothing you can't do, ladies out there. So please share that with your young people. Share that with your young daughters, young sons, that there's nothing they can't do, specifically if they have a talent inside of them. And never let anybody say no. And that was powerful, too, Dr. Oliver, that your dad, man. I got to applaud your dad for that.
Yeah,
your dad
absolutely.
For you to put in there. Let's give your dad a hand on that one. Thank you, Chief.
Absolutely. And Dr. Vaughn, I returned back to that. I returned back to that high school and became the first automotive teacher.
Yeah.
And I really still believe that I'm the first one in New York State public education to female to actually teach vehicle maintenance and repairs. And, you know, and I just still love it. But I wanted to touch on what you said, that there is nothing that you cannot do, because there is nothing that our young people cannot do.
That's right.
But even if they know they can do everything and anything that they want, right? But first they also have to be presented with what is it that I can do. So I have this slogan, if they can't experience it, if they can't see it, they can't be it. So so I have a passion to expose the underserved and the underserved our students and young people STEM education and STEM workforce, unfortunately, in this country, you know, are, you know, versus a minority thing in terms of our black and our brown students, also our girls. But another one that many don't talk about is also our young people with disabilities.
Right,
you know, I just think that in this era, there is no reason for anyone not to work. You know, and when I say work, I'm talking about also having a business. And I think that I think that this country, and we all know that we are a very creative country, but we do know, and we have been hearing that in terms of the U.S., is that the U.S. have to import their STEM talents. We have to import those engineers.
Right.
We have to import those technologists. So that's where we are failing as a country. And then, disproportionately, we are further behind when we start looking, you know, at these smaller pockets of individuals in terms of our minorities, our girls. And so we have to, and our young people with, challenges, physical challenges or other challenges. So we really have to make them aware that there's so many other, there's so many opportunities in high-tech and low-tech careers for them. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Dr. Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Sabrina Oliver, Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Developments at the OHI Foundation. And what you talk about, too, Doc, is so important, and I really want to harp on that because, ladies and gentlemen, and mainly for the adults out there that have children, please let them know how powerful and how important and how brilliant and how smart they are, and get them to the right systems, if you will, as far as learning. Because I'm going to tell you, Dr. Oliver, I grew up when they had work, they had wood shop, they had metal shop, they had automotive shop that we could take in high school. As you know, they took all that stuff away.
Yes,
I don't know
who
made that decision, but that was a big mistake. They got music out of the schools now. That's terrible, as you probably know.
It's a crime.
Creativity. Don't get me started on that one because they took all that out.
Yeah, it's a crime. That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's a crime.
Exactly.
It's an injustice, really.
Yeah, it really is. And I can almost equate the taking out of all of those areas we just discussed into some of the issues that the children are having today, the young people, because they're not busy enough. They're getting in all kind of mess, you know, today. And their creativity is trying to show, but they're showing it in the wrong way because we're not giving them the right outlets. And as you know, in education. So I'm excited about what you're doing. And we'll thank God for what you're doing as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, let me read a little bit about this, too, for Dr. Oliver and her awesome programs that she has. The OHI Foundation, Inc. has the competitive advantage to access to global industry and academic resources, software, curriculum, competition, and events, ladies and gentlemen, and remains largely unavailable to most schools. We just talked about that, and competitors, thus benefiting and exposing our clients to emerging and proven tools that enhance his or her competencies and performances in STEM and non-STEM pathways. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Sabrina Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, on the Power Connections today. Your host, Kevin Vaughn. Well, Dr. Oliver, I tell you, this is really awesome. Well, tell us about how you got started. Matter of fact, before we get there, I wanted to tell you, I love Savannah, Georgia. It changed my life. I'm a product of Savannah State College.
Victory Drive.
Changed my life down there. Engineering program is awesome and changed my life. I know a little bit of everything in the technology now, so I'm excited about that.
Yes.
we have a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
So I can't. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go back soon and visit Tybee Island. Can't wait.
Yes. I was just in Savannah last week for just a day.
I love it. Oh, I understand. But even half a day is good. Anything.
Exactly.
Is good in Savannah.
Exactly.
That is for sure. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Dr. Oliver, tell us a little bit about the program and what's going on and what you can do and websites and all that good stuff. Let's go and tell people how to get in touch with you first, too, as well, for those listening, and we'll be listening later as well. How can they get in touch with you guys?
They can go to the website. It is www.ohighigh-tech.com, ohightech.com. And the reason why it's ohightech is that first I have two companies. I have OHI Technologies, OHI Technologies LLC, and while working with OHI Technologies, I kept finding a vacuum, like a void in terms of I wanted to do more with schools, and what I found was many times the doors were closing in terms of how I can help and work with the schools. And so that was why, not just the schools, but after school programs, but that was why I needed to create the foundation, which, by the way, is 501c3 certified, you know, so I'm excited about that. So so once you go to ohightech.com and you'll hit STEM nonprofit, you can actually access some of the programs, some of the events that has already been done and things that are actually coming up. We also have the STEM project with Sabrina. Sabrina O, Facebook page, all of the social media. You can reach me, Sabrina D. Oliver, on LinkedIn. The Instagram is also the STEM Project. And so, Dr. Vaughn, in terms of OHI Foundation, so the first main initiative is really creating STEM pathways and preparation. And so the initiative, the overarching initiative, is called the STEM Project. And that's where, through all of the different networking and the pipelines that I've been able to create for the OHI Foundation, I gather a lot of different resources. I have a lot of different partnerships where they either avail resources to me at a nominal fee or for free. And then what happens is by young people connecting with the program as a membership, either it is through the after-school program, which is usually what it is, or maybe it is a school, you know, so they'll get on the list and they'll be able to access all year, all school year long, you know, these resources. But we service young people from zero, age zero to 25. And so when I say age zero, because you can't wait until someone is actually born, you actually have to educate the parents, you know, to know what the child will need, because it's not just the school; it is a, it is the parents, it's the school community. I'm also always at the churches, and I'm, you know, asking the clergy, you know, for ways for them to also take part, because we're supposed to be a village, you know, and the OHI Foundation reminds everyone to be a village, because ultimately, you know, it is all of us who benefit by having a smarter, you know, society. And so that's, those are the ways that you can actually connect with me, also on Twitter, the same way, either hashtag Sabrina O. Yeah, or the STEM Project with Sabrina O.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Oliver, also, too, now, what states are you currently networking in now at this point? What other states are you with? I know you're probably in New York and Georgia. Is that correct?
Right. So I'm largely out of New York. However, for example, we just had a math program. And whenever I have resources that can actually be asynchronous, you know, across time and space, you know, we bring it. We have students. I have students from Georgia participate, students from Tennessee participate, you know, so it depends. You know, I am looking really to create a global citizenship type, you know, actually trying to help schools as well as after-school programs to help their young people realize that they're not competing just with those who are in their community. They're competing globally because, again, we are importing talents that we can just build. We can just build our own talents, right?
Absolutely.
Right here in the United States.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Power Connections with Dr. Sabrina Oliver. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Vaughn on the network. Dr. Oliver is Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Developments and the OHI Foundation. And we're talking about our next generation, our current generation, and future generations, getting them ready for the high technology needs that they have. You know, Dr. O, I was just thinking about what we do occasionally here in the Atlanta area is that we go out, you know, career days and talk about careers. But one of the things we found that the kids don't get is technology, as far as like robotics, if you will. I'll just pick that one. And I was able to share with them some of the things that can happen in robotics, all the way from the mathematics, all the way up to construction of a robot or any type of device that would do something productive, of course, as well. And they were so excited. You could see them light up. But what the challenge was is that they weren't utilizing the local corporations that would bring in robots to show them actually a robot working, you know what I'm saying, and show them how to make a simple robot, maybe even from their own hands with the right tools. So that's the type of thing we're excited about doing. So hopefully we got to do something down here in this area with you. We'll have to talk more offline about that, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we need to at least connect, do some connections in this area, because we know the school system's not even, they don't even budget for this area. You know?
They do not. And I'll tell you something even more depressing. It's not that technology is not in the schools, per se, right?
Right.
The problem is that most people, when you talk about technology, they don't know what technology is, right?
That's right.
So if you think about technology as opposed to right, if you think about technology as opposed to science, technology is anything that is human-made, and there are only like six different areas of technology. Most people, when they're talking about technology, they're thinking about phones, right, or computers, or IT. But if you think about colors, that's technology, right?
Yep.
If you think about why one chair or one bench or one table is made, you know, from different materials, that's technology.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, say a floor is actually technology, but the ground is natural. That's science.
Right.
You know,
right.
so there's an understanding, there's a misunderstanding of what technology is. And so then we move to, you know, like robotics that you say and the engineering. You know, there's a fear. Then, you know, there's a fear because you can't offer young people robotics if your teachers are not prepared.
Thank you.
Right?
There you go.
And so,
what
happens is, I don't know, Dr. Bond, something happened with the American public school systems because once upon a time in the agricultural era, you know, in the industrial era, excuse me, the industrial era after the agricultural era, what happened was, you know, we have all these factories and then the public school system was created and it was created to service and prepare the workforce to go into those factories, right? And so you know, so it's another subject for another time that we're still doing the same things as we are today in schools with the industrial era, right? But something happened, as you said. So after 13 years, and I'm counting from kindergarten because it's mandatory in New York State through 12th grade. So after 13 years of education, educators have said to themselves that all students, only thing they need to do is go to college. So some way, somehow, somebody sat around and said, we just need to send children to college. And no longer are we preparing young people to be successful, to go straight into the workforce if they wanted to. Right? And we also are not preparing young people to have an option to go into the military. And what they say in many schools, public schools, oh, you're not smart or you're not on track for doing well, go to the military. Well, guess what? The military is a smarter military today, full of different types of technologies than it was. And believe it or not, you can't even, a lot of young people don't realize that they can't even go into the military, you know, and so, and then also, then the schools are not preparing our young people to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So there's, I don't know, something has happened and it needs to unhappen. And the only way that it can unhappen is if those corporations, you know, protect their future talents and their future workforce by coming back to the school. They can't disconnect themselves. And the problem, you know, is that, you know, if you're a business-minded person, you don't want to deal with the bureaucracies of school systems, but you have to because those are your workers there. So you have to stay and you have to be involved. You have to be at those career days. You know, you can't wait for the educators to come to you. You know,
that's
in
right.
your community, you need to know those schools, even from kindergarten. The military is starting to look at eighth graders now in terms of recruiting. And I say that, you know, companies and corporations and manufacturers, you know, the engineering, especially the big ones in your neighborhood, you know, young people need to know that they're there and what is it that they're doing behind those doors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the awesome Dr. Sabrina Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Developments at the OHI Foundation on the Power Connect program. And we're just so excited about this topic. This is one of really my favorite topics because I love teaching and training in this area. So thank God for Dr. Oliver, what she's doing out there. That's wonderful, Doc. You know, Doc, I was just taking down some notes here, and I do have, see if you agree with me on this one. I do have two areas that I've observed here over the past 30 years of just going out and helping in these areas. But one thing for sure is that the educators, not totally all their fault, but educators have lost their vision, first of all. Okay, that's the first thing. They lost their vision on teaching and then the next part of that, I'll just use me as an educator, I then have to stay current and lost their relevancy, if you will, on staying current on technology. Because I go into some schools and some of them don't even know what they're teaching, you know, why they're teaching it, because they haven't had the experience, you know, real experience. You don't have to have you don't have to know everything about it, but you at least have to have some training in that area so you can give the confidence to the children, because they know. If you don't elude confidence in training, they're going to know that kids are smart today. They know you don't know what you're talking about, or at least you're not training them properly. You know, the kids will know that, and you won't be excited about it enough for them to learn. You know, so it's a continuing process, but the system does not do that. The system does not send teachers off to get training during the summer. They just don't do that, unless you do it on your own, I guess. But they don't send them off to places like yours to get training, find out what's the latest technology. They don't even go around the city in their own areas to find out and see what Lockheed's doing, what's Delta doing in technology, what's Amazon doing. You know, just kind of get a feel for what's going on, what's robotics doing in the industry around our city. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just local. You don't have to go too far. So I think that's part of the challenge that some of the educators have lost their excitement for educating and also their vision for continuing to improve their education. Back to you.
Well, let me state this because you brought up many points, and so I want to say that I definitely agree that there is a certain amount and an expectation for self-efficacy. Mm-hmm. Right. So you don't just go out and get a job in teaching. It's a profession. You committed to it. Right. So, yes, there should be. That's the difference between a job and a career, that you invest. Right. And with teaching, you have to continually invest because that's self-efficacy. Now, in terms of, say, what a lot of people do not understand is that teachers do not get paid all year long. So
that's
teachers
correct.
Only get paid for 10 months, you know, so those teachers that do go for the training in the summertime, schools, if they're sent by a school, then school also has to pay them for the summer, because they're not being, that's their time. Just like if you're off on the weekends, one should not tell you to go and get training on your weekends off, right? So most people think wrongly that teachers are, you know, getting paid in the summer. No, they do not get paid in the summer.
Right.
Most teacher contracts are 10 months. And administrative contracts are 12 months. But, it's, you know, I want to take some of the pressure off the teacher after the self-efficacy. It's not a matter of what's happening. Should I say the problem is not in the classroom. The classroom is a problem. The problem is leadership. You know?
There you go.
And so if the young people are not being properly educated in a classroom, and or more than one classroom, you can look at the teacher, but if it's a continual, then you have to look at the assistant principal and the principal and then the director, or then the, you know, whatever that hierarchy is, the principal and the superintendent. And even so we all have a duty to educate young people. So even if a school system is failing, it is not just that school system that's failing our young people. It's also that community. It's
that's
also
true.
That state.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
so
right.
I want to take some of the pressure off of teachers, because I appreciate what you said, Dr. Vaughn, when you termed it educators, because it's a matter of educators. But unfortunately, we all blame the teacher. Well, the teacher can only control the classroom to the extent that she has the resources and the support to do so. And then another problem in the classroom that teachers deal with is that in education, we're always rebranding and changing names and doing something. Yeah. So there's a trust issue. Even if I am committed to self-efficacy, now this school system, I'm bought into something else, and now I have to do something else, and I have to do something else without anyone doing a quality, you know, control.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And so this too is where knowing STEM and engineering and systems thinking to be able to create, you know, a workflow chart, if you would, you know, because engineering principles, you know, you have to go back and see, well, what worked and why didn't it work? You know, was it desirable? Was it expected and desirable, or expected and undesirable, and why? You know, or was it undesirable but expected, and why?
Yeah. So you're talking about the board of directors. Yeah, you're talking about the board of directors now, education. That's what you're talking about, that level.
Right, because because ultimately, really, the society is at fault. It's not just, it's so easy to say that it's that classroom, and I want us to be better. I want us to be bigger.
Yeah.
I want us to think like engineers, right?
Absolutely.
I want us to look at the problem very differently and be, you know, or better yet, let's think, you know, let's think like designers. You know, and look at a picture holistically.
Yeah.
And then I think not even that, Dr. Vaughn, we shouldn't even just have those who have been doing it for so long and the outcome is not what we expect, right? I think we need to invite some new people to the table. I think we need, you know, these corporate or these different people who are not academicians to be at the table to say, this is how we see the problem and let's talk about it. But you know, sometimes it's egos and money and
other
the things.
Absolutely.
And who fails? We're failing the children.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And then ultimately, we're failing us.
Absolutely. And that's what I guess I was basically, and I do agree with you 1,000%, is that the leadership has to take charge, but they got to understand their mission. I think part of it is their mission. I know their mission is educating probably, but I don't think they're staying abreast. And one thing they're not doing is budgeting. They're not budgeting for programs like yours where they should, if they
absolutely
need to at least
not
outsource that. They need to outsource
at
least.
Let me tell you,
that.
I was in a school district that told me that their children do not need STEM.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Did they have another program? Did they have something else?
Did they have
something else equal to that? Thank you. That's
because what it is that they didn't like me as the person, you know, and that's what some do. And you know what I've learned is the best way to kind of help young people, because I find adults say no for what's best for children because of whatever agenda. And so what I found in another reason for the Ojai Foundation, it's easier to help children by not being employed inside
of the
school district.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because of the nonsense that goes on, and it's unfortunate.
Right. You're right.
It really is unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. It's a big bureaucracy, as you know. A lot of red tape, a lot of interpretations of procedures and policies and all this mess.
Absolutely.
But you're right. So one of the keys, I guess, Dr. Oliver, is to go through the parent organizations, I guess, first and go through them and start there. Because you're right. That's the way to do it. I tell you, this is great. Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with your wonderful guest today, Dr. Sabrina Oliver, Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Development at the Ojai Foundation. We're talking about the future of our children, future of adults, future of business, future of jobs and careers that are out there. Matter of fact, I think there's tens of thousands of jobs right now, Dr. Oliver, as you already know, in the technology area alone.
Yes.
And you got companies that are screaming for people who are qualified and trained in certain areas, and they can't find them because they're not there yet. Just incredible. So we got to change that, without a doubt. Wow.
I got to tell you, Dr. Vaughn, one of the things, I just had a conversation with someone political and, you know, love the program, love what I have to bring. And, you know, and the concern was, but my young people, they want to be lawyers. I said, and so are you saying
that? They don't need technology, right?
So I said, in intellectual property, you don't think that there are technology companies that need lawyers? Don't you think that a lawyer for that company would serve that company even better?
That's right.
You know, if they had that background, or if they're gamers. You know,
that's
what you do as a hobby and you want to be a lawyer, perfect. You know, it's just like someone that wants to play sports or let's say basketball and they know physically that they can't make the team, right?
Yep.
But they can be around that game. They can be an analyst if they have this, you know, talent for numbers.
Absolutely.
They can create.
We want them to understand it. Yeah, we want them to understand the industry that they're in. Yeah, absolutely.
And so we the adults have to get out of our own silos of thinking that young people have to do this or that. You know, or I hate when I hear adults say all they do is play with their games and their phones. Well, you know, challenge them to make an app.
Right.
Challenge them to think about how that phone can be can be better right. than it is right now. What feature don't you like? Why don't you like it? What would you want this phone to do? Because guess what? The company of that cell phone maker is has already done it, but they haven't brought that product to mass market.
Challenge them. And we don't. That's good. That's good. That's exactly right. And I'm with you 1,000% on that one, because that is the key. Matter of fact, our pastor has been teaching, forget the box. Forget, just take the box. Don't think inside. Don't take outside the box. Don't have no box. Just think.
And forget the ceiling. And forget
exactly.
the ceiling.
There's no ceiling. There's no ceiling.
There's no ceiling.
There's nothing you can't do. Matter of fact, God said
not when
that.
There's a sky, not when there's a universe.
Yeah,
no. And not when there's galaxies. Forget the ceiling.
Absolutely. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time on Power Connections with Dr. Sabrina Oliver, Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Developments at the OHI Foundation. And, Doc, we're going to take a few minutes. We're going to take a couple commercials real quick in here, real quick,
Absolutely.
And come back and finish up. Is that all right with you?
Pay the bills.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited. Dr. Oliver is with us on the STEM Nonprofit Development Program. We're talking about our youth. We're talking about you and how we can make things better for your network. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in about 3 minutes. We'll be right back with you.
Confident, natural, and British. This is what Tampa Bay's voiceover artist, Miss Donna B, brings to every project. Are you looking for a dynamic and authoritative voice to draw your listeners in and drive your message home? Chances are, if you've heard Miss Donna B, whether you want that casual girl next door, a caring narrative quality, or that pleasant sound that takes your brand to the next level. Miss Donna B is simply your voice. She includes your audience when she speaks, drawing them in with smooth delivery and grounded execution that truly connects with listeners. Her dedication to your message with style is unmatched, and Miss Donna B makes working with voice talent the most enjoyable part of your next commercial, documentary, audio announcement, explainer video, or whatever creative endeavor you have. As a sought-after voiceover talent, Miss Donna B specializes in celebrity promos, radio and internet commercials, voicemail systems, narration, documentaries, and political videos. So if you want that stylish British-sounding voiceover for your brand, call the studios of Miss Donna B at 813-966-5263, or you can download the app on your smartphone at www.missdonnab.maxmobileapps.com.
Hello, I'm Miss Donna B. Thank you for listening.
I hate taking these multiple pills. I wish there was an easier way.
Hard to swallow? Not anymore. One of the largest paradigm shifts in the wellness industry in years. We have a unique, fast, and effective delivery system that's convenient, easier to use, tastes great, and simply cool. Who wants to feel younger, slimmer, healthier? The Team Effort Network nutritional sprays are revolutionizing the health and wellness industry by using the most efficient and effective delivery system, oral spray delivery. This is a revolutionary and evolutionary leap in how we take our vitamins, minerals, and nutritional supplements today and in the future. TEN's philosophy is simple. Make oral spray vitamins that people want and need, and make them with the highest quality ingredients. Add a delivery system second to none, and you have the best nutritional supplements in the industry. For complete information, go to www.mltnetwork.net or call Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you for joining us. We're back on the Power Connection with Dr.
Yay!
Oliver. I love it. Thank you so much, Doc, for being with us today. I tell you,
I'm having
a
great time.
Oh, this is a great topic, and we're just excited.
It's my passion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we feel it, and that's one of my greatest areas is the technology area, without a doubt. But, Doc, I tell you, when someone connects with you in this area with the STEM program, what happens? How do we get started? How does this person get started with you, and how does that process work where we can start helping your clients, if you will?
Well, okay, so let's take someone who's not a school client, because it's very it's easy with the school, but I have some non-school clients, right?
Right, exactly.
What I tell them is first, don't worry about STEM. What is your goal?
Yeah.
What is it that you want to do? Because the way I feel, you can't live or die without science and math. You know, and believe it or not, technology is really just about design and innovativeness.
Yeah.
And engineering is just about an approach, right? Principles, right? So don't worry about that. What is it that you're trying to do? Because what my hope is that you called me is not just because you're interested in STEM, but what I'm what I'm foremost about is about bringing diversity and inclusion into the STEM industries and also STEM pathways for young people. So if you connected with me, you're connecting saying that you want to present yourself and make yourself visible to you know, to these groups of mine, right? And so and I can help you create many different programs that you have not thought about. And it's not, and I don't do it in isolation. I have many different organizations that I work with, you know, and that we can come up with something together. I would say that that is probably one of my own talents, and just be able to problem solve and see how I can get you what you want in terms of bringing young people in. And the hope is that you want to maintain this connection with young people. You want to be visible. You want to be accessible. And you want to, most importantly, you want to invest in young people. And I'm talking about active relationships, you know. And so many times, so what I do is I'll, you know, say something that doesn't really cost anything. I will help a company to see how they can actually first look at your own company and do when a young girl or a minority is looking at your company, do they see him or her there? You know, especially when it comes to girls, you know, we do. We want to see ourselves. And then there's another thing. Do we look like that type of girl? You know, so there's that other thing that is not really talked about. So I help with that. Or a company can say, you know what, Dr. Oliver, I want an internship or apprenticeship. I want to create something, but it tends to be a liability, you know, because unfortunately our young people, they're not properly prepared in terms of soft skills. They don't know it. And unfortunately, the schools also are training these young people to think that they are going into one career, you know, and that's not this new generation. This generation, you know, they should expect maybe to move around about five times and maybe have a couple of different careers. So they need to be able to have some fundamentals, you know. And so so you would contact me. You would let me know what it is that you're thinking about. We would have, you know, an initial meeting to see what it is and what you're trying to do and who you're trying to do it with and what is your reach. Are you talking about just locally? You know, for example, there are certain companies that are facing attrition because of retirement, and they're looking at within the next 5 years, they have young people that are leaving. But okay, so if you're absolutely centered in, if your company is located in a place where the school systems are not that great and you know that math scores are really down, science scores, ELA scores are down for that area that you're in, but, you know, those young people are not closed off to you. But then what you should think about is how can you, one, make yourself visible to those young people, let them know that you're in their backyard, and then there are some lower entry ways that they can get into the school because, into your company, you know, and then you actually may have to create some education incentives for them to go on, and you, and now you are directing them, you know, into the pathway, you know, for training through college or
there
you know post-secondary, that will actually support them coming back to you. So you know, don't worry about
that's the STEM.
The STEM exists.
That's great.
Just tell me what you
need.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's good. I'm glad you. So one thing we got to do, Doc, we got to help them connect the dots. You talking about that earlier.
They can't do it by themselves. They can't.
No. That's what we're here for. Yeah, the adults that have been learned and educated and trained, they're supposed to give back, like you said earlier. And we were talking about this in our men's meeting yesterday and our Fruit of the Spirit conference we had with our bishop and pastor. So it was powerful. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about is how important it is. You kind of hit it on already that people need to have a resume, but your resume needs to have some stuff on it.
Yes.
As well.
And it needs to be updated at the very least yearly.
Yes, exactly. That means you're growing, you're learning the technologies. But what I think we need to do, Doc, unless you already have one, we need to develop a guide sheet to help them a little bit.
Oh,
guide
sheet. Yeah, I haven't thought about that. That's great.
I just thought about that.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You just got that.
Just got that with you talking. I take notes when people are talking brilliant stuff. I said, man, we need a guide sheet because a lot of people just don't know what to do. We've got to at least point them in your direction. That's all we want to do is point them in a direction and then get the right people, you know, with the right audience. I'm talking about the parent teachers conference, you know, all those people. Get that information to these through social media and let people call. Get the parents out there. You know, we got all this social media. Let's start using it. You know, I got over 18,000 on LinkedIn. Let's start telling people about you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm almost 4,000. I'm far behind you, but
but we
got to
get it out there. But yeah,
let me tell you one of the other things that we have to do as parents. We have to stop asking, do you have homework? There's always homework. You know, what assignment do you have today? You know, ask your children more questions in terms of, you know, and make them answer substantively, you know, and show them where science is involved in just the day-to-day household. Teach them a little bit more about that thermostat. Teach them a little bit more about the science in cooking, whatever it is that you're doing. And then what I would ask for parents and residents to do, the school stakeholders to do, don't allow schools now to say that they are about STEM, and what they are now doing is they're getting rid of, say, your science director, and they're getting rid of your math directors, and now they're just getting one person to do the job of the science director and the math director, and want that one person also take over the technology department.
Right.
But if we were not succeeding as a country when we had one person that was over the entire science curriculum to make sure that it's cohesive throughout the district and the grade levels, and the same for math or whatever. Now, how are you going to give one person the whole job and say that you're STEM? That's
you
not what it is. It's supposed to be integrated.
Exactly.
So when you go to that ELA class, you see the science in the ELA, just like when you're in science, you're discussing ELA, you know, writing, sentence structure and paragraphs and technical reports and things of that nature. We need to hold them accountable so that we're competitive as a nation.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the powerful Dr. Sabrina Oliver. We're talking about Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Development at the Ojai Foundation. This is a very serious topic, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take this lightly. Doc, tell them how to get in touch with you. Tell them folks how to get in touch with you. Want to call you or get in touch with you. Please tell them how to get in touch with you about this.
If they want to call me, it's 631-388-9939, 631-388-9939, or you can go to www.ohightech.com, ohightech.com, and you can either click on STEM nonprofits, or you can talk to me about the technology company.
Fantastic, Doc. I love it. You know, Doc, what we got to do, we got to take it up another notch on this strategy. We got to come up with strategic, not that we don't have
we
one.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
Got to take it to another level because there's a lot of parents. We're going to have to target the parents, though, around the country in this area.
You do.
No doubt about that. I was going to ask you about, for example, if something wanted to kick off in Georgia. Do we do it remotely? How would it work down here?
It can be either way. It really can. You know, Georgia is considered my home. You know, so I'm always looking for an opportunity to be in Georgia. But either way, I know right now I'm working to start an annual STEM diversity expo. Kind of think of it like a car show, and I'm trying to bring as many people to the table as possible because you need to even see diversity in terms of the thinkers, the mindset.
Right.
You know,
exactly. Well, that's good. So, Doc, also, too, I want you to think about, if you haven't already thought about this, is what we can do or what we need to design, not to give away too much of it right now. Can we design a mobile app that would help?
Oh, okay. I haven't thought about that.
Think about that. I have
some people. I have some software people that I, when you say app, I already have some people.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Something very unique. Get it protected, you know,
patent,
everything. And you know how to go through that. But I want to, we need to do that because, as you know, everything's mobile now, mobile devices.
It's so true.
But there's no reason. We need to figure out, not figure out, we already know how to do it. We just got to get it done and get that in that area. Matter of fact, I'll talk to you about this offline about the guide sheet and the mobile app. We need to get out there. Yeah, we got to get it out there. Something that will do everything you just said, but in a mobile app service, so it keeps you mobile, but also keeps you very relevant towards the task as well.
And
so,
connected,
Absolutely.
I'm trying to support young people through their undergraduate level of education. You know?
Absolutely, That's powerful. So that's great. Well, great. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Sabrina Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of STEM Nonprofit Developments at the OHI Foundation. We're just excited. As you know, always time to be flying when we're on a good topic. Always. I love it. But, Doc, we want to give you the last 5 minutes. What you want us to do, some takeaways, some action items, whatever you want us to do today. What do you want people to do today?
First and foremost, what I want us to do is have a conversation with our young people about math and science. I'm not leaving technology engineering out, but math and science actually is in those things, right? I want us to stop accepting when young people say they do not like math, they do not like science, because they don't know enough math.
Right,
you know,
right.
They do not know enough science, and
that's
you know,
right.
and let them start over. Give them a safe place to start over and learning math and science in a fun and engaging way. There's many different software and programs. They can go to KhanAcademy.org for free. You can go to any MOOC, massive open online course for free.
Mm-hmm.
And you yourself as a parent can also do it. And then also just speaking about the, especially my, you know, my girls and also my minority community. And sometimes it's, the parents are also uncomfortable, right? And they too can actually, you know, start learning these courses and, you know, these disciplines themselves and starting over, you know, and admitting that, you know, it's okay, you know, to do so. So play more games, you know, play more, go back to board games, go back to and looking at game design and, you know, there's just so many different opportunities. The other thing is go as adults who are not the educators, right? As adults.
Yeah.
Ask your employer if you do not see it for your own self. How is science? How is math involved? How is technology involved? What is that technology? You know, what is that math? What is how do we apply this, or are we applying it? And then ask, can you be a mentor, or can your school actually interact, or adopt? Excuse me, can your company adopt a local school? And not just, don't just start at the high school level, you know, go to the babies, because they need to know what careers, you know, are out there. I love it.
Yeah, that's powerful. Dr. Oliver, also, too, we'll talk offline on this, but I got a good friend of mine that has a warehouse, and he's got a great place for kicking off something in Atlanta. I have to get approval, of course, and talk to him more about it, but he has the distribution of people as well, so that would probably be interested in kicking something off over in Decatur area. So
I love
Georgia.
Decatur,
so
Georgia.
We'll talk about that a little later on. But when we get something together, we'll propose it to him and see what he says as well. So I love it. Well, that's great, Dr. O. I appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Connected. Now, you can see why we had to have Dr. Oliver on the network today. This is a Power Connection. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, no doubt about it. Thank you for your time. We trust that you're going to have a great rest of the evening. Hope you'll get some rest and get ready for a wonderful week as well coming up. And I love it. Well, Doc, any words of wisdom for us tonight as we get ready to let you go? Any words of wisdom, ma'am?
Words of wisdom. It is still about, for me, it is always about STEM. It is find what your passions are find what those young persons, you know, young people passions are, and commit to letting them explore it. And, you know, commit to it. Invest in young people, because investing in them, you're investing in ourselves and our society. That's how we make America great again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Knowledge is powerful when applied, ladies and gentlemen.
When applied.
When applied.
Absolutely.
Don't stop at the knowledge part. Now you got to, when applied. That's wonderful. So I like what you just said, Doc, and thank you so much. Well, to you and your family, Dr. Oliver, tell everybody hi, and family members and friends, and we're excited about you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to this over and over again on Blog Talk Radio. Go back and download this and send it out to everybody on your planet. We already got it on our social media network, and we're going to broadcast it again this week and keep it moving. So, Dr. O, have a powerful week. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And you too, Dr. Vaughn. Yep. Thank
Sounds
you,
good.
Audience.
Let's talk soon.
Appreciate you.
And let me know. Yeah, let me know when you're coming through Atlanta sometime. Let us know ahead of time, so hopefully we can meet you soon. Okay? That'd be great.
Absolutely. And just reach out to me when you want to speak, okay, behind the scenes.
All
right?
Like a winner. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the evening. Thank you so much, Dr. Sabrina Oliver. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Oliver with us, ladies and gentlemen, on the Power Connect program. Hey, remember to always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And ladies and gentlemen, learn all you can. I want all my young people, learn everything you can. Start reading more, educating yourself more, getting with people like Dr. Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, and learning more and more about the science, technology, engineering, and math of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you're going to move forward. So we're excited about you in that area. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys. Remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, without a doubt, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next week on the Power Connect program. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for your time.